Welcome to the Navigating Cancer Together podcast. My name is Talaya Dendy. I'm an 11-year cancer thriver, cancer doula, and owner of On the Other Side. I use my experience to help others get on the other side of cancer. Gaps between the guidance, emotional support, and education that are needed and what one receives can be huge. This podcast fills those gaps by sharing stories, resources, and information about all things related to cancer and wellness. I interview guests from all walks of life who are living with cancer, caregivers, and those who are thriving on the other side. Also, I talk with organizations, healthcare professionals, and experts in the health and wellness spaces who offer complementary and integrative care. Join me. We are in this together. Disclaimer. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. The podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. It is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professionals and is not intended for the use in the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions. Guests who speak in a podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions. Neither Talaya Dendy, Navigating Cancer Together, On the Other Side LLC, nor any of its affiliates endorses, supports, or opposes any treatment option or other matter discussed in a podcast. The mention of any product, service, organization, activity, or therapy on a podcast should not be construed as an endorsement. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Navigating Cancer Together. I am your host, Talaya Dendy. Today, our very special guest is Vishnu Priya Aristo. She is the founder of Zero Points Holistic Healing Center. Vishnu has formulated a unique 11-day full body therapy for clients, which is a proprietary blend of energy medicine plus alternative therapeutic techniques that is creating miracles in people's lives. We really need that in this day and time. Vishnu Priya, thank you so much for joining us and welcome.
Thank you so much, Talaya. It's my pleasure to be on your show today.
Thank you. Vishnu, please, let's just get started. What is your definition of holistic healing? Please share what's the difference from other alternative methods.
Sure, that's a great question, Talaya. And I was asking myself that question a few years back when I had no clue about what is holistic healing. So maybe I'll start off a little bit about my own story and how I discovered holistic healing. So here I was like about 3 to 4 years back, I should say. I was in a big disaster, I should say, where my business that I was building at that time fell down and I was in a huge debt. At the same time, I was also getting married and creating a new relationship that starts from there. But all of this kind of trauma that was happening beneath the scenes started showing up and my health got affected. I was in a kind of a depressed state of mind. So it was at that time, until then, I had no clue about holistic healing. So it was at that time I was just searching for new solutions to my problem. And I started watching some YouTube videos of Dr. Joe Dispenza. I also got to know about The Secret movie from there. I started learning about law of attraction, how I can manifest anything in my life. And I was also looking at, I guess at that time, as I was scrolling through YouTube, looking at all these content, I started looking at, for example, Reiki healing, hypnotherapy, all of these different things started coming into my attention. So from there, coming to your question here, what is holistic healing? At that time, what I really discovered was holistic healing is a key that can help me to come out of the deep darkness that I was in at that time. And there wasn't any other solutions that I found. So for me, I would say I would define holistic healing as a tool that anybody can use in their lives to create a change, whether it is health regarding the health, whether it's health issues or financial side of things or relationship issues. It's 360 degree. It's one medicine to all problems that I found in my life. So that's my definition to holistic healing. And to compare it with other alternative therapies like talk therapy or all these beautiful naturopathy or many other different kind of alternative solutions that we have at this time in our planet, I would say holistic healing differs in a way where it covers all areas of your life. For example, if someone has a physical health issue, let's say a client comes to me with arthritis as an example, we look at what are all the physical causes, what could be the physical causes, what could be the emotional causes to this, what could be the mental causes, what kind of shifts and changes has happened in their environment. Has there been any major shifts, meaning moving from one place to another? Is the client having a lot of financial issues, the financial side of life, relationship side of life? So for comparing that with, let's say, medical, when you go to a doctor, usually 90% of the time, it's only the physical causes that we look into. But when you come to a holistic healing practitioner or a therapist, we look into all 360 degree, all areas of your life. We really get into the root cause of it and we pull it out from you and we help you do that for yourself. So therefore, you're not dependent on us. You're not relying on us to help you every time. Instead, we empower you to identify your true root causes and how you can pull yourself out from it.
Thank you so much for that, Vishnu. You just mentioned root cause. What do you think is the root cause of cancer?
That's a great question again. And cancer being one of the deadly, dreadly diseases that we all have at this moment in time. I have had clients who has approached us for cancer as well, and we have done multiple treatments for them with successful results. So from that experience, I do see that the true root cause of cancer usually comes from a lot of resentment, especially from childhood. And this is why I see cancer as one of the most challenging of all, because it has very deeply held roots. So compare that with something like arthritis. It might be that a subtle version of anger might be there in the clients, versus when I look into a client who has cancer, for example, I see the pattern is very deeply rooted. Most likely, most of the clients who've come with cancer have had child abuse, physical abuse, or sexual abuse during their childhood, or something really traumatic, especially happening during the childhood. From there begins the resentment or anger that gets stored in them. And it's that resentment and anger that's literally eating away their body. So that is what I found is the root cause in most cases.
When people come to you and they have cancer and you found that resentment is the root cause, how do you work with them?
That's another next amazing question. What's the medicine now that we found the problem, the root cause of it? So what's the solution? The best medicine, of course, when it comes to anger and resentment, the first and the best medicine we use is forgiveness. At the end of the day, yes, maybe you have had this traumatic abuse while you were young, or you had to go through this, whatever the traumatic experience had been. But there is no use in holding on to it at this time. The client might be 40 years old, but might have had all these experiences when he or she was 10 years or 5 years or 15 years old. So what's the point in holding on to it when it is not serving you? In fact, it is affecting your health. So there are certain life lessons that every experience in our life teaches us. When you come in for a holistic healing treatment, you can come in with an open mind to learn your lessons. So that's the best approach, which has given us the best results. The clients who come to us with that open mind that I'm ready to change myself, I know that my thoughts, my emotions, my life experiences have created this, and I'm ready to let it go. I'm ready to transform from within. When they come to us with that kind of an open mind, we see that they get greater results and faster results very quickly. So therefore, forgiveness is one of the first elements that is required. Forgiveness, compassion, kindness, and being able to forgive others who have hurted you in the past. And the good news about holistic healing is that it consists of amazing tools that it doesn't make you feel as if you have to carry the mountain. I've heard clients say, how can I forgive this person who abused me so badly? Even the memories of that is still very live, as if it happened yesterday. So I've had clients come to me with that kind of a mode where I've tried to forgive this person throughout my life. It has never happened. But then they come in, especially for the 11-day treatment that we have, and they are like, within 2 days, 3 days, they are able to forgive, they are able to let go. And thanks to the powerful tools that we have that assists people in transforming overnight.
Vishnu, I am assuming that there is a spiritual component to this because we all have probably experienced some things in life where we really struggle to forgive. And there may be folks out there who have not forgiven others. And is spirituality a big part of some of the work that you do and the support that you provide to your clients? And do you help them connect with it, or how does that work?
That's an amazing question. And I know when it comes to spirituality, there is one group of people who actually support it. There might be another group who rejects it. But I look at spirituality from a very scientific perspective, spiritual science, so-called. And I love Dr. Joe Dispenza's approach towards it. And it was so nice that I started my journey of studies with Dr. Joe Dispenza's courses. Initially, when I started off, I had this issue of not being able to accept spirituality. But the more I knew that the spirituality is now being proved by science, there is so much growth in science that spirituality and science is talking the same language, which is also now becoming easier for people to accept and see how there is a spiritual reason behind everything. So I would agree with that question that you brought up, which is there is spirituality connected with everything, because at the end of the day, we are all spiritual beings, whether we believe in spirituality or not. Like, who are we? Where are we coming from? So at the end of the day, there is a soul that comes into the body that leaves the body as well, right? So there is something beneath the scenes, and it's time for us to look at that and see how we can accept our own truth. And from that space of truth, now we can transform ourselves and change ourselves.
Thank you, Vishnu, for touching on that question. I know that is a big topic lately, and some people, like you said, believe in it, some people don't. So I just thought to ask that question because it might be something people are wondering if they're interested in working with you. Thank you for going into more detail.
Beautiful. Thank you, Talia.
Vishnu, what are some ways to prevent cancer?
Wow, prevention is better than cure, isn't it?
Yes.
So, absolutely, there is ways to prevent cancer, especially if a client is coming to us in the preliminary stages. It's so much easier for us to heal them, also give them preventive measures so they are not recreating it. And we have also had clients who might have gone through a surgery or kind of in the past have had some medical procedures done, and they come to us asking, okay, how can I prevent cancer from being recreated in my body? So, prevention, there are different ways to do this. But once again, when we know that it is my emotions creating all these different illnesses in my body, then what happens during the treatment? As I said, we offer 11-day treatment. So, in the 11-day treatment, we focus on three major points. One is helping the client understand the root cause. The second is helping the client heal themselves. And the third point is helping them to prevent the reoccurrence of such issues. So, it is truly a permanent cure when somebody comes into a holistic healing treatment. So, going into the true prevention measures is once again, anytime when there is such traumatic events or something, somebody is cheating you, somebody betrayed you, or any such events that is happening. Now that you might have already learned through the holistic healing treatment that it is anger, it is resentment that is creating this in my body, then it also becomes easier once you've learned how you can apply forgiveness and compassion at all times. Now you will come out of that treatment empowered, knowing that regardless of what happens in my reality, regardless of who says what, regardless of whether people meet my expectations or not, still I can be happy. I don't have to generate anger towards others. So it is literally a transformation from within, which stays with you. The lessons that you learn just stays with you throughout the lifetime. That would be one of the ways that we usually give clients for prevention.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Vishnu. And I heard the word cure. Is it possible to fully cure cancer with holistic healing?
Absolutely, yes. And that's the gift that the holistic healing offers to the world. So it is truly possible to completely cure it because, once again, it is not us as therapists who is healing you. At the end of the day, whichever, whether it's medicines or whatever choices that you make, or whichever field of therapies that you take, it's at the end of the day, you are the only person who can heal. From that point, as I said, we as therapists, we are not the one who's fixing you. The procedures required that you can do for yourself and you can pull yourself out of it. So it's truly empowering when you come into the holistic healing treatment.
What is some feedback that you've received from clients that you've helped with cancer?
So I have at least two different major clients who've come to us with cancer. One was breast cancer and the other was lung cancer. The breast cancer client, I'm not revealing the names because just for privacy purposes, but I can share their stories
Sure.
and their experiences. So this client who came in, who was a woman and she had breast cancer. So when we started the session, the 11-day treatment for her, the first session is usually a life analysis. So we literally look at your life from birth until now, all the major emotional events that has happened in your life. So from there, it's easy to point out what are those events, what are those emotions that has created the cancer. So in this particular client, we saw that she was abused by her father. So there was physical abuse by father, and she was also sexually abused by a member in her family at a much younger age, like 5, 6 years old. So from that moment, she had been holding on to that trauma and that resentment towards father and towards this other person. And right when she came to us, she was about 55 years old. So it was such a long time, like almost 50 years of holding on to that anger and resentment in her body, obviously has led to the cancer. So in this case, again, in the 11-day treatment, we go through step-by-step process each day where we are bringing in the self-love, the forgiveness, the kindness, the compassion that's required. So each day she is going through these different lessons. She's applying it. We also give like homework where you're doing certain meditations, certain self-healing procedures, maybe there are certain affirmations. So for each person, it's customized treatment. There is one size fits all, at least from holistic healing perspective. So it's really customized. Each person, when they come in, they have a different life story and different lessons that they are learning through that life story. So we help you see those lessons. So in this particular client's case, it was all about understanding, and I guess it's more of forgiving these people who had created such trauma in her life. And another client, so basically, after she started the 11-day treatment, so when clients come in with something like cancer, for example. So we do the 11-day treatment, and we also recommend that the clients come in once every week to do a checkup to see that they are continuing in their self-growth process. It's truly a self-learning and truly upgrading yourself. So in this particular client's case, that's what she chose. She started coming in just once every week, and about 5.5 months down the line, that she got another medical test and was found that she's completely cured of cancer. So that's how long it took for this particular client. But again, the time duration is also very dependent upon each person and how fast they actually implement the lessons and they transform from within. Another client was a person with lung cancer. He was about 64 years old. Of course, he was a man. And in this client's case, it was a different story. So he had an ex-wife who actually had a lot of, not abuse, but it was a lot of conflicts between them. And he had been, since their divorce, he had been holding on to a lot of resentment. Even when he came in, the first thing, when I spoke about the life analysis, the first thing that he was like, he was super angry at the ex-wife and everything that she did, and a lot of money cheating and whatever that happened in their life. But he was one of the tough clients as well, who was totally resisting to forgive and let go. So we really had to tap back over and over again that there's no point in holding on to the anger. There's no point in holding on to resentment. She is gone. She is happy living with somebody else. Why would you punish yourself for somebody, who has done something wrong towards you? When you forgive, you are giving yourself the freedom. You are not, because when you're holding on to resentment, you're literally killing yourself. So why kill yourself when, somebody else did something to you? So we had a little tough time, but it was, he was totally willing to change. I guess that's what helped him overcome that. But after the 11-day treatment, he also came in once in 2 weeks. Each person chooses differently, and we are very flexible with each person. And it took, I guess it was about 7 to 8 months time frame since when he started journey with us that he was fully cured, that his medical reports showed that he was fully cured. So those are two little stories of the clients who have gone through our treatments.
Thank you, Vishnu, for sharing those stories because they're so important. One thing that I thought about when you were sharing those stories was, unfortunately, those are things that a lot of people have faced in life and have gone through in life. So that's more of a reason to not be ashamed, but to step out and get the help that they need so that they can heal. The other point I want to make is how important customization is, and I love that you and your organization, you're customizing to that person's specific needs. Because we can have someone go through different programs, we can have them go and see this particular doctor, and they're not getting better. And I think part of that, a big part of that, is because they're not meeting their needs. And a lot of these places and doctors and things like that, no disrespect to them because they're doing what they've were taught, but they're trying to use the same methods and techniques to treat different people, and people respond differently to different things. And so I really like that you customize the support that you give to your clients. That is so important. And finally, punishing yourself. That just really spoke to my heart. I'm like, there have been times I punished myself because I wasn't forgiving people for what they did to me. I already suffered because they had already done something to me. And so I really like how you just really put that into perspective about forgiveness.
Absolutely. And it is that the more we hold anger, it is punishing ourselves because anger literally kills different parts of our body. So it's freedom. It's giving ourselves freedom from punishment, self-punishment, when we finally let go of anger, when we finally forgive others and forgive ourselves. And it's just like you can start breathing when that final forgiveness just steps in and your body gets that new life. You are giving yourself the body to live longer when you let go and when you forgive and have compassion towards yourself and others.
Live longer, that's the key, and live happy. Yes, I love that. Vishnu,
Absolutely.
please tell us more about the Zero Point Holistic Healing Center, and also what training do practitioners undergo that join the Healing Center?
In the Zero Point Holistic Healing Center, there are a lot of different practitioners from all over the world. And all of them go through our 30-day training. So we have a physical center where the practitioners coming at the physical center, they have a full-blown 8-hour plus training that they go through for 30 days before they actually start doing any sessions for the clients. And also we have prerequisites that they have to be certified in at least few different healing modalities, so that each healer that you actually have sessions with will have different talents, different gifts that they tap into and help you with. Also, the 11-day treatment that I'm talking about, when a client comes in for 11-day treatment, one client actually goes through different healers on different days. You might have session with the first healer on the first day, the second healer on the second day. It could be another healer who comes in for the third session. So in this case, what is the true recipe of our success is the uniqueness that we have in the system with each healer who are certified in different healing modalities, but also trained by us on a common basis, is helping us give that unique results, faster results, and better results. So that is really our USP, or the uniqueness of our center.
Thank you so much. Finally, is there anything else that you would like to add about the 11-day treatment that you offer?
I have mentioned most about it, but this 11-day treatment happens on 11 consecutive days. It's 1-hour session, and it is totally the choice of the client what time they prefer. So we work out 12 hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. All of these sessions are done online, most of it. Even though we have the physical centers, there are clients who come in person to our centers, but 90% of the sessions are happening online through Zoom or through even through phone for certain clients who cannot access internet in different parts of the world. So this is truly a worldwide service, and anywhere, any part of the world that you are in, you can simply dial in and you can receive the sessions from us. There is the each 1-hour session consists of about 30 minutes of conversation or counseling that we are actually analyzing your life, helping you see the different lessons. So that happens about 30 minutes, and we have about 30 minutes of energy healing that happens where you are just lying down in the bed with your hands on the side with closed eyes, where we are doing the energy healing, where we are using the energy healing tools to release those negative emotions, negative energies that's stuck in your body, and we are putting back all the positivity into you. So this is also one of those magic recipes in the holistic healing that is creating greater and faster results compared to any other therapies that might exist. So this is how the session happens. And over the period of those 11 days, you will see yourself transforming as a person. There will be change of thoughts, change of emotions, change of behavioral patterns. We look at how you live your life with regards to food and exercising, with regards to are you doing things that you truly love in your life. So at the end of the day, healing either the cancer or whatever else issue that you have in your body is just a byproduct, versus the true outcome of the 11-day treatment is that you become a better person, you become a better version of yourself with so much more self-love, kindness, compassion, happiness in your life. So that is what we truly see as a major result, versus healing the body issues or health issues is just a byproduct of you becoming a happier person.
Vishnu, what are some other ailments or diseases that you help people with?
We literally cover all sorts of different health issues. Say, for example, the client whom I was talking about who had breast cancer also had few other ailments. She had skin problems, she had high blood pressure, she had anxiety. So each client who comes to us usually have multiple issues. And once again, unlike, let's say, a medical industry where they might be only treating one issue at a time, maybe for each different issue, there might be different medicines. Comparing with that, the holistic healing, since we are looking at the root cause of it, when I pull out the anger and resentment, when that is released from the client, it creates improvement in all sorts of different health issues that the client have. The blood pressure decreases, the anxiety gets released, the skin problems gets resolved. So there is improvement in overall health, the mental and the well-being of the client. So it's one medicine in everything in your body. Even your relationships get better. That has been the feedback that we have been getting from the client. I came in and did a session for arthritis, but later I found that my relationship with my wife improved, my finances improved. A lot of clients after the lavender treatment, they say that out of nowhere I got this much money, which was so interesting because I was just focusing on the health. And even when you see from a financial aspect as well, at the end of the day, if you're a happier person, you will start receiving more money. You will start achieving greater success in your career. Increasing happiness and well-being of a person affects 360 degree, all areas of your life improves automatically. So it's all interconnected at the end of the day.
Thank you, Vishnu. If people are interested in learning more, where can they find you?
The website is zeropointhealing.com. It is ZeroPoint healing.com. That's the website, and right on the front page, we have all the details about the 11-day treatment. And if you would like a free consultation, which I'm just offering for your audience today, you can just send us an email from, if you go to the website, you will see our email address. And if you would like to have a free consultation, you can just send us an email that you found us through Talia's podcast or show, and we will give you a free consultation if you choose to.
Thank you so much for doing that and sharing that with my audience. I know that they will appreciate it. Before we end, I always like to ask my guests these two questions. The first one is, what is something that you've learned in life that you would like to share with the audience?
Wow, I would say that for me, the only reason I even became a holistic healing therapist in the first place was the empowerment that I get through it. So I would say the lesson that I learned and that I would really love to share with everyone is you are in control of your life. You are in control of your own body. You are not a victim to the life that is happening to you. You can take your power back. You can create change, whether it's you want to improve your health, you want to create greater success in your career, if you want to improve your relationship. Regardless of what you want to achieve in your life, you can do. You are the creator of your own life. But at certain times, it feels as if I'm a victim of my life, that there is that I have to live with this cancer as an example. But that's not the case. You truly have the power to create change in your life. You can take your power back. And I feel holistic healing helped me take my power back in my life.
Great advice. I so agree with that, having gone through cancer myself. Thank you so much for sharing that. The next question is, what is next for you?
Wow, what is next for me? I guess right now I'm focusing more on creating awareness about holistic healing to the world. A lot of people know about, for example, everybody knows about medical industry and the medicines, but there is lack of awareness about holistic healing in the world. When a person knows about holistic healing, then it is their choice whether they want to choose it or not. But I feel as the founder of a holistic healing center, my passion is to create more awareness about this, just letting people know that there is this option for you where you can feel empowered and you can shift and grow and change whatever is there in your body. So for me, it's all about creating awareness of holistic healing in the world.
Thank you so much, Vishnu Priya, for joining us today, creating that awareness, sharing your wonderful gift. I appreciate you so much. I hope that the audience will at least look into the services and support that you have to offer. Again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Talia. And I really love your podcast along with the kind of service that you're offering to the world. It's such a great gift that you talk about cancer specifically and you provide so much support to the world, bringing to them, to their awareness about all these different alternative methods that they have. So thank you for doing what you're doing. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. And I appreciate your kind words. I receive them. And I have the same admiration for you as well. We have to stick together in this world of healing.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yes,
Yes.
Talia.
Before we end, I would like to give a shout out to the listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have found this episode helpful, please share, subscribe, and leave a rating or review. That is it for this Wednesday. And until next time, let's keep navigating cancer together. Take care. Thanks for listening to this episode of Navigating Cancer Together. I hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe. And if you enjoyed the show, please share or tell your friends and family about it. For notes from the show and previous episodes, visit ontheotherside.life and check out the podcast section. I would love it if you joined us for the next episode. Talk to you soon.